As Hashem continues, Shari Chuva Shar Aleph. We are still in Ois Chof Hey, Shir number 60, at the first Seder Beis Medrash, discussing the importance of viewing all Averos as Chamurois, even the Averos that are Kal, that are officially we'll call on the lighter scale, lighter level. And we discussed the first three reasons already. We mentioned yesterday, quickly, the fourth reason. Let's focus more on the fourth reason now. V'harevi, ki im nitzchoy hayetze b'davar koton, inatzcheyu machar b'davar gadol. Rabbi Yoina tells us that we have to view all of the averus as serious. Not to say, oh, this one's not such a big deal. And he puts his guard down. And the reason is, because if a person puts his guard down and listens to the Yetzer Hara, he'll listen to the Yetzer Hara when it comes to the big ones as well. So you say, well, how do you know this? Where do you see this from? So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis tells us that if a person, when he gets angry, he responds by smashing things, by breaking things, by losing his temper, he should know that he's a step away from Avodah Zarah. So you say, what's the connection? He gets angry, so he lets them steam out. This explains the Gemara. Call him a Shaber Kalim Bechamosoi. Whoever breaks Kalim when he's angry, you Yehibe Necho Kilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. He should view this type of behavior as idolatry. Why? How so? What's the connection? Today he tells him, break this, do that, and the next day he tells him, go do Avodah Zarah. What the Gemara is teaching us here is that once the Yetzer Hara is already in, once the Yetzer Hara was able to break into the person, today smash this, today break that, a lack of seichel, lack of thought, the next day is du avodah zarah. Also a lack of thought. And that's why if we view the smaller transgressions, the smaller averus, as serious ones, we'll put up our guard as well. Sometimes, when the person gets a burn in the kitchen, it's because of something small, something little, that he wasn't careful with. And then for the next 2-3 weeks, he has a reminder of that little burn on his finger, or his hand. He figured he'll just do something quickly, and then he'll be fine. He wasn't careful to take the hot glove, the pot glove, that, or the towel, to protect his hand. If they, you know, I'll just take a quick look to see what's doing in the oven. And he burns himself. It's the same thing here as well. The little averus also. The little averus. He has to be careful. If he knew he was dealing with scalding hot water, of course he puts on the hot gloves to protect himself. Continues and tells us, that the Yetzer Hara is roivates by the Pesach. The Yetzer Hara waits by the Pesach, by the doorway. We have a situation with Cain and Hevel. Cain, he brought a korban. Wasn't such a good one. Hevel brought a better one. Hashem says, you can improve your ways. You can do better. Im lo yisativ, the Pesach Chatas Ravates. But if you don't improve, It's going to be by the Pesach. What does it mean by the Pesach? He knows at the Pesach, before a person comes into the doorway, the Yetzirah is already there. The Yetzirah is ready. He's at the Pesach. He opens the door for you. He says, please come in. He's very hospitable. If you don't repent, not only the Aveira that you did will stay with you, but the Yetzirah is with you. You know, Friday night, come into the house, the Gemara tells us, we have two malachim, malach on the right, malach on the left. If the Shabbos table is set and everything's beautiful, the malach that didn't want it to be set is forced to say amen, that this should be the appearance, this should be the set table that we should see next week as well. However, if the table is not set, if everything's not ready, then the malach who wants it to be ready is forced to say amen, that it should also be not ready. Here, Rabbi Yonah is telling us, not only is the Yetzirah staying, not only is the Aveira staying with the person, but the Yetzirah is staying with the person. He is Roivetz. He's sitting there at the Pesach, at the doorway. That's why it's so important. When the person does an Aveira, he has to acknowledge, I did something wrong, and then try to uproot that Aveira. And there's a feeling of busha, of embarrassment. That's a chedek of the tshuva. That's a chedek of the tshuva. That's a chedek of being remorseful for the aveira that he did. But if he doesn't do tshuva, so now not only does he keep the aveira with him, but now he has a guest. He invited the Yetzirah, or in the case we said over here, the Yetzirah is already there and invited him into the house.